Today is the second week of Advent. Last week, we remembered God's great promises to his people, the promise of a Redeemer, a Savior. Today, we focus on the promise forgotten. God didn't forget his promise. His people did, over and over again.
We read in Exodus 32, verses 7 and 8, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Go down, because your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them, and have made themselves an idol, cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it, and have said, "These are your gods, Israel, who brought you out of Egypt."'"
In Judges 21:25, we read, "In those days Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit."
In Isaiah 1:2, we read, "Hear me, you heavens, listen, earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me."
God delivered Israel from Egypt's bondage. He guided them by a pillar of cloud and fire. He provided quail and manna and water from the rock. He watched over them and protected them. And yet, how quickly they turned and sought out other gods. How quickly they began to grumble and complain. God gave them everything, and still it wasn't enough. How foolish was Israel?
God brought Israel into the promised land, gave them victory over their enemies, and gave them land for their families. He provided a place for Israel to grow and flourish. He created a people for himself. And yet, they continued to turn their backs on him. God gave them everything. Still, it wasn't enough. How foolish was Israel?
Israel wanted what they didn't have. They wanted what others had. Different gods, different lives. And so they continued to worship idols, other worthless gods, joining with those who followed their own gods. They forgot God's commandments and lived according to their desires, according to their own pleasures. God gave them everything, and still it wasn't enough. How foolish was Israel?
In 2 Corinthians 11:3, we read, "But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ."
1 Corinthians 10:6 through 7, we read, "Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did."
Am I any different from Israel? God has provided for my every need. There's nothing I lack. And yet, do I turn my back on God? Do I have idols, things in my life, in my heart, that have been given first place over God? My family, my friends, my job, perhaps even grudges, hurts from my past. Who really owns my calendar? Who really owns my checkbook? Does God or do I? How often do I turn first to complaining rather than to words of gratitude? How often do I seek those things that bring me pleasure but take me away from God? But I do tithe, and I attend church, and I do help out when needed. And I don't complain nearly as much as others. That has to account for something, doesn't it?
God has given me far more than he's given the Israelites. He has given me everything. His Son, his Holy Spirit, gave me himself. But it isn't always enough for me. How foolish am I?
As we light the second candle of Advent, may we acknowledge our own failure to hold on to the hope and promises of God. As we continue to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ, may our hearts be turned towards him, our always faithful God.
Let's pray. Loving God, we are a people no different from Israel. We read of their sin, of them turning their back on you over and over, and wonder how they could possibly be so stubborn. And yet we do the same, over and over, turning our back on you. As we prepare our hearts for our coming Savior, may we be encouraged with the hope that even with we are faithless, you remain faithful. You continue to be the God who remembers and fulfills promises. In Jesus' name, amen.